Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute's Daily Challenges. I'm Ryan, and I'm your host. Many of you have been following Redeem the Commute's Daily Challenges since we started. It's been about 2.5 months now, but some of you, since this is the new year, are probably new to us. Welcome. These challenges are meant to help people learn what it means to follow Jesus in today's busy commuting lifestyle. And so if you've never explored that idea before of following Jesus, then I'd encourage you to take our Christianity 101 course. You'll find it through Redeem the Commute as well, and it's a great way to get introduced to the basic concepts that we build on here. The idea is that we're more than an app, but we're a community of people all learning to apply Jesus' teachings to our lives together. So we hope you won't just do this alone, but that you'll join us in these daily challenges. It sets up a rhythm for the week. A new idea Monday, diving into the Bible Tuesday, spending Wednesday considering how the Bible changes us, Thursday applying it to our lives, and Friday spending some time reflecting and in prayer and worship. Saturday is a day for rest, then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. We're starting a new Christian community in Ajax, and I'd love if you contact me for more information on how we're doing that, because we hope it'll come out of people using this content, meeting together as groups, and then coming together in about a year. For our first few months together as a community, we've been looking at Jesus' teachings called the Sermon on the Mount. They come from the book of Matthew, and his sermon began with blessed sayings. He'd say things like, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the meek. And we've been looking at these sayings one by one through our initial weeks together as a community. That's what we're continuing to look at this week. We hope that you'll join us for these daily challenges and participate in our online discussion, or maybe grab some people to join you in a group.
Well, it's Tuesday, and so this is the day we look at the Bible and how it connects with the new idea we've been exploring on Monday. We've been looking at the idea of being persecuted or bullied. And today we're looking at one of Jesus' sayings that began the Sermon on the Mount. It's one of his Beatitudes. These were called Beatitudes because they all started with blessed are. And in this case, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Well, yesterday I asked you to consider what causes someone to bully or persecute others. And I'm sure you came up with a lot of good reasons. There are a number of possibilities anytime somebody's being persecuted or bullied. Every case is different. It's quite possible that our various answers apply to different situations. And Jesus is pointing to a particular situation in this beatitude as well. He's not talking about the reason for all persecution, but he's saying sometimes, no matter how peaceful you are, you know, think of last week's topic, we were blessed to be peacemakers. No matter how much peace we make, some people simply refuse to appreciate it. Someone who's truly trying to follow Jesus, making peace and all, can become a target of persecution and hatred. Jesus is saying it happens. It's not the only reason we can be hated. It's not the only reason we can be bullied, but it's a pretty common one. It happens because of a clash of values. When somebody values God's kingdom the way Jesus has taught about it here, above all else, it can be offensive to others with a totally different value system. So in this situation, Jesus is describing times when it's not the fault of the individual person, their looks, their intellect, or anything that we might consider ourselves to be responsible for. Rather, Jesus is saying sometimes people are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for his sake. He's saying, in effect, it's my fault. Think of the times you hear about a child who starts out in a new class at school, and the teacher just doesn't seem to like them. And the child finds out later that it's got a lot to do with their older brother or sister, who went through the same class with the same teacher years ago, and that teacher still remembers how rotten they were. Or on the flip side, they get away with everything because their older sister or brother was so smart and so good. that persecution, or persecution at the hands of the other kids because they get treated so well, isn't their own fault. Rather, it's for somebody else's sake. And in this case, Jesus is saying sometimes we can be persecuted for his sake. Well, we're going to pause here. We'll explore more about this tomorrow. But for now, I've got a question for you to consider, either on your own if you're starting out, or hopefully with a group if you're working through these week by week and ready to do that. Our question is, to identify some differences between being persecuted for Jesus' sake and simply for being obnoxious. Now, you're all wonderful Redeem the Commute users, so I'm sure none of you have ever been obnoxious. But all the same, not all persecution is for Jesus' sake, so try to figure out what the difference would be. Have a great discussion of that one. I'll see you tomorrow.